I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Saturday morning, the 21st of June, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the first book of the Bible, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. And the Lord says, I will bless those who bless you. He's talking about Abraham. And I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. What an incredible promise to receive from God. And how is that? Well, the answer is found in the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 23. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. How would you like to be called the friend of God? Yes, everybody wants to be God's friend, even the devil. But I want to tell you something. This scripture tells us that God said, that farmer Abraham is my friend. He doesn't say that to many people. We might ask ourselves the question, why? Well, it's very simple. Because Abraham obeyed the Lord. Abraham became God's friend because he did what God told him to do. You know, a good idea is not always a God idea. I think you've heard us say that before. Abraham was a very prosperous farmer. He wasn't going bankrupt, so he was trying to make plan B. No, no. He was very prosperous. But he left everything that he had, and he went not to another country, not to another destination, to an unknown destination. God said, I will show you where to go. He did it immediately. That's why God loved Abraham so much, folks. We need to hear from God. You know, many, many years ago, when I first met the Lord in a very real way, yes, close to 50 years now, I was so in love with the Lord, I still am, maybe even more so today because I know him better, I felt that a good idea would be for me to give, not sell, my farm away, go to Bible college, study the word. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. And then become a pastor. But I went to the mountain and I fasted and prayed for 6 days. And then I came back and I said to Jill, my dear wife, my best friend, I said, we're not going anywhere. We're not giving the farm away. We are staying right here. And that is exactly what I did. And as a result, the Lord has blessed me unimaginable. I could never dream what was going to take place on this farm. You do the same today. Do what Abraham did. Obey God, and he will be your friend. Jesus bless you and goodbye.